for those of us that joined us yesterday, welcome back. For those of you that are new, I'll just quickly step through some introductory comments, and we want to move as quickly as we can to our featured speakers. And the intent of this series is to provide information that is useful to producers avoiding financial stress, as well as information useful for decision making if they happen to get caught in some type of financial trouble. Our webinar series and the series in June started yesterday, and it transitions from the global national context to the very specific information and recommendations for individual agricultural firms. We want information that is useful across the spectrum of U.S. Ag. We want you to join in the post-webinar online discussion, and we'll have directions at the end of this session. Our webinar series is designed to be flexible, and so one of the reasons we'd like you to involve yourselves in the blog and the discussion afterwards to provide suggestions for later webinar sessions, either tools training or topics that we might have missed. A couple of pointers on how to get the best out of your computer for this series is towards the bottom of your screen you'll see a full screen button. And if you click on that, it toggles so that all you see is the slide presentation. You click that button again and it toggles back so you can see this chat window over here on the left. And that is important for your ability to enter questions. We do some polling during the program, and we're actually going to bring the first poll on right now, if one of our team can drag that on. And we would like you all, please, to participate. These pop on. You just use your mouse and click on one of the selections that best fits you. This first question is from your home office. How many of you how many individuals are participating in the webinar? In other words, at your station, how many are there? So, and we will have four or five of those right now. Between our speakers, there will be another two or three that come in. And you see, we don't give you much time to vote on these. As we go along, we're hoping you're aware of them and can get on them quickly. And this one is, how are you connected to today's seminar? And while you're voting on this, I'll talk just a little bit. We had a few people yesterday that had some technology issues. We had some folks that couldn't get on. We've worked on that. We don't quite understand that. We had about 185 different sites yesterday participating. Some of you had some sound problems, and that is another area we think is pretty localized. We had folks from around the country who had good audio during the entire session, but we had a few of you, and we apologize, that did have some issues. And we've gone through our system and tried to make those to work those out on our end. One of the vagrancies of working with the internet is some of that is dependent upon the bandwidth and what the traffic on the internet happens to be in your area or on your server at a particular time. One of our presenters today will have a different sound to their presentation because they're joining us with a different type of an audio system, but we believe that it's up so that you can will be able to hear it just fine. And we've asked you here on this questions, how would you classify yourself? How many, if you have a business, how many employees are part of that business, part of your operation? I'm trying to advance to my next. There we go. And The process for this morning, as you're continuing to vote on the questions that come up, we have three presenters. I'm going to give a very brief introduction for each. If you would like to see their larger bio, you can go online to our webpage, and we'll have that URL later, where we have a complete bio for each. After each presenter, we'll take a question or two while we're transitioning to the next presenter. We'll have some polling questions between presenters as well. After each of the speakers this morning have given their presentations, we'll then have a panel discussion with the questions that you enter. And we'd like to make sure you enter your questions in the chat window, which is over here in the left-hand side of your picture. When you don't have it on full screen, there's a smaller, narrower window at the bottom of that, which is where you type in your question and then click on the little return arrow at the right, and that enters it. And part of our team takes those, collects them. If there are similar ones, they roll them into one, give them to me, and then I present them to the presenters.